every year we were laughing before saying this man is the father of Bjorn the larrikin. Every year when the autumn comes, he comes over here and just takes our money and goes back to New Zealand with a truckload of good horses too. We can do it year after year. It's Murray Baker. Morning, Murray.
Morning, Sean.
This is just becoming a habit, isn't it? Every year you do the same.
Oh, well, we look forward to it. We're just fortunate we've got some good horses, but the Australian prize money's just mind-boggling. You're blessed. The stakes you race for.
I mean, you must just be wrapped when you come over here, because sometimes back home, Murray, you look and you think you're going around for a blue ribbon and a ham almost, don't you?
Yeah, well, the prize money is just, you know, it's beyond our belief here. We've got good horses running around for 20,000.
Yeah, and you see others where owners throw in a grand to try and top the money up to qualify them for overseas.
Yeah, for sale, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, if we don't, you know, that's how the game works here. If the trainers don't get their 10%, it's pretty hard to survive.
Yeah. Now, some of your horses you bought over in the autumn, Bonneval, put four together on the trot, finished up with, well, won the New Zealand Oaks, then came over here and won the ATC Oaks.
She's a good filly. She's out of a Zabeel mare, so she really stays like a mother-in-law, and we just hope she comes up as a four-year-old.
Is she back in work now?
Yeah, she's back in work, yep.
What stage is she at? Just poking along quietly?
Oh, no, she's been back since about 1st of June, I think, so she's starting to do a little bit now. Yeah, looking to trial her, and we're going to trial a few on August the 1st at Teteco. That's the usual kick-off point here in the north.
Do you have like a pattern with the Murray, with your staying horses, where you think, well, I need to have them at like milestones along the way? We'll trial to Teteco on the 1st, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. And then we can trial them again in Melbourne if need be, and probably race them in the end of August.
Now, John Snow by Ifraj, the Ifraj breed seem to just get the giggles when they hear a tap tripping. They love the wet, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. He sort of goes on any track, but he's furnished into, he's a big horse, and he's really, we're very happy with him. He's got a great temperament, and he's furnished into a nice colt.
Well, he was racing well before you brought him over. He ran third in the New Zealand Derby there behind Ginger Nuts, but when he hit the heavy 9 at Rose Hill and then the heavy 8 at Randwick, he must have just thought this is Christmas.
Yeah, well, of course, their heavy's not as heavy as ours. So,
no.
But he showed good form in New Zealand prior to the New Zealand Derby. He'd run third in the Group 1, 2 and listed, beaten a neck, only a neck each race from the winner. So we were happy enough with him, and he ran the second fastest 600 in the New Zealand Derby in the sectional. So, given that he held his form, he was always going to be a show at Randwick.
Now, when you mention heavy, I've got to say, I was watching one of the races on television, you know, when we broadcast it the other day, and I could see water on the outside of the track where the Ambo had been. And you look and think, the H for heavy over there must be an H up to their hocks.
Yeah, well, they run times from about 146 to 150 for 1,600 metres, so it's pretty testing.
Do you find it knocks horses about?
Well, they seem to. A lot of them are just those one-pace horses that wouldn't be around on better tracks because they'd get outrun. So there is a place for them. I mean, they supplement New Zealand racing, a lot of those horses.
Mm. Now, another nice mare you've got is Abiel Lizzie Lamore. She won first up after a bit of a break in March there, won the Bone Crusher, the Group 1.
Yeah, no, she's a good mare. She's a Zabeel, out of a Saddler's Wells mare. Stays well. She won the Waikato Cup 2-4 last December, I think. She hasn't raced much, probably had 10 or 11 starts, but she's out of a Saddler's Wells mare, so she should stick all right in a nice, big, strong mare. So we're hoping to get her there as well.
Now, another lovely mare you've got, she ironically won the Ethereal Stakes and is a granddaughter of Ethereal by McPhee, and that's Eleonora.
Yeah, well, she came back, raced in New Zealand in the autumn, and got beaten ahead, I think, first up in an open, I think it was an open mile, and then she won the Sunline Stakes at Ellerslie for three-year-old fillies, but she unfortunately pulled a rump muscle after that, or we would have taken her to Sydney, so she's had a trial on Tuesday, only over 800 metres, about six runners ran third, so hopefully she's on the way back.
Now, Murray, we always associate you, whether correctly or incorrectly, with good middle distance and staying horses. Do you have many good sprinters?
We've got not really. No, they're more mild 2,000 metre horses, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, you've got a wonderful arsenal when you come over. Will you head to Sydney? Are there races you'll target in New South Wales as well as the Victorian Spring?
No, we're going to Melbourne. I think it's fairly hard to do both.
Yeah.
You know, you move them down. We have moved them down from Sydney. I mean, if you want to, I suppose, get a bit of mileage into a staying three-year-old, there's a couple of early races in Sydney. You can bring them down to Melbourne and by then they're pretty fit. That's what we did with Lion Tamer, but it's hard to sort of fit them into both places, so Melbourne's where you target.
And you just sort of basically go autumn, Sydney, I'll take your money and go back home. That's just the plan every year, isn't it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. We've had plenty of failures, but it is amazing money, Sean. It's just, well, we pick up the paper here and we read that Sydney racing has gone up by so-and-so and so, you know. Some administrators are running around here looking for a knighthood because they raised the minimum stake midweek from 7 to 10.
Gee. And you look here, basically, anywhere you go in New South Wales, 20 grand.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can race at Ellerslie for 20 grand and you're up against the best.
Yeah. See, now you know why you'll have to snip your son. He's just made that much money since he came over here.
Well, I might be able to tap him for a loan.
Good luck. Good on you, Murray. Great to catch up. Good luck with your horses. We always look forward to seeing you over, and you've got some beauties.
Thank you.
Thanks, Murray. Murray Baker from New Zealand there, Bjorn's dad, and an absolute master horseman.